Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Captive on the Fens by Joy Ellis, narrated by Henrietta Mier. Chapter 1.
What is this place?
Joseph pulled on his all-in-one protective suit and shivered.
A selection shed. It's where they size and grade the potatoes before bagging them.
Nikki pulled up her zip and eased the hood over her head.
Stan Ruddick and his family have been growing vegetables here on Carter's Fen for decades.
She looked across the big sorting machine with its rollers and hydraulics, towards the back of the gloomy wooden barn.
I guess she's over there.
Lights emanated from the far corner, and dark figures moved to and fro. The call had come in at around 2 in the morning, and D.I. Nikki Galina and D.S. Joseph Easter had responded. It was early October, and although the weather had remained unseasonably warm, the nights were becoming chill and damp. And being out on a muddy Fenland farm at night did nothing to warm either their bodies or their spirits. A phone call earlier to Greenborough Police Station had stated that a local lad, on the lookout for somewhere quiet to bring his girl, had entered the shed at the back of Ruddick's farm and found a body. As the station had been inundated with hoax calls recently, a lone bobby called P.C. Mick Manners had been dispatched to check it out, but as soon as he had stepped into the barn, he had realised it was no hoax. He knew the local lad in question as the sort of little scroat that would sooner eat broken glass than talk to the old Bill. If he said that he'd wandered into this stinking barn on the promise of a shag but found a dead body, then a dead body was exactly what Mick would find. He had rung it in immediately, and now the long, sad process had begun.
"Is a pathologist here yet?" Nicky asked the young PC.
"Yes, ma'am."